No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With a little time removed now from the NBA draft and being able to have a little bit of a different perception on it, on today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about what the Chicago Bulls seem like they're trying to build here with the direction that they're going and if they can be successful, as well as the excitement over the summer league play and getting to see Noah Essengay and Modest Bouzelis potentially play together. We're going to talk about all that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host there, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content today, y'all. And listen, you guys know I talk to a lot of Bulls fans daily, just about all the time in regards to this team. And, you know, that's just what comes with the job. And, you know, while there is a lot of concern and I think doubt around the front office's ability to execute what they're trying to do, I do think more Bulls fans now are a little bit more removed, getting to see a little bit more of Noah Essengay's tape and things like that. And people are starting to realize, like, the Bulls got themselves a really good pick here. Now, it's going to take some development and work and things like that. And I think, you know, the next order of business, of course, is for the Chicago Bulls to look at the free agency, which brings, it to Josh Giddey. Casey Johnson was on, Bulls Central yesterday, in which he said that, you know, he thinks that this thing could go into July with Josh Giddey, which it will be interesting because he has a basketball camp he has to go back to Australia for here in the next couple of weeks. So I would have thought that, you know, the Bulls would want that solved here pretty quickly. But, you know, according to Casey Johnson, maybe it does take a little while. We'll see. I'm not to doubt or throw any like salt on Casey Johnson, but I would think both sides would want that to get done as soon as possible. But we shall see what's going to happen there. But, you know, with the Josh Giddey thing, I think the Bulls have started trying to build a younger core. And what they should have done initially, when AK and Eversley came in here, they said that they wanted to build organically through the draft and it was going to take some time. I talk about that all the time, right? And they quickly there pivoted off of it, and we made a trade for Nikola Vucevic and then got DeMar DeRozan in to sign a trade, sign Lonzo Ball and Alex Caruso, and then the whole direction of the team changed. And, you know, and shout out to, like, my boy Brian, who I hope is listening to this. Like, we had a conversation in the Discord in which he was like, well, drafting Noah almost points to that the Bulls are going to go full rebuild. And I understand his thought process. Now, not to speak for him, I hope that he does call in and leave a voicemail. But I think that, like, the concern over that, I think, is legitimate. And I think when you pair into that with some of the trade talk around Kobe, until Kobe's either locked in or not, people are going to think that way, right? But I look at it this one again. This is no knock on Kobe White. This is no knock on any Bulls player. The Bulls don't yet have a player to build around. I know that there are some huge Kobe White fans, but again, and this is no knock on Kobe. Part of it is the Bulls' fault. We would know this for sure if they did not change Kobe White's role every year that he's been here. And hopefully this is going to be the first year that it's not. He's coming into the same role and the same position, right? But Kobe's not yet proven to be somebody that you can build a team around. And the Bulls don't have a timeline. I feel like a lot of Bulls fans and their knock on this pick has been more so because they wanted to see the Bulls do something that makes them win now. That's not just the Bulls' timeline. The Bulls just aren't in the now. I think us as more as fans, we're in the now because, of course, we want to see our team win right now because we're tired of fucking losing, right? And nobody can blame a Bulls fan for that. But the Bulls don't have a timeline yet. They don't have an established timeline yet. They can't because they don't have a player to build. We don't even have an all-star on the team. We do have a former all-star. I'll take that back. Nikola Vucevic is a former all-star, but we'll see what happens with him. But, we don't even have an all-star on the team. Vuce hasn't been an all-star in a few years at this point, right? So, we don't have that. It's hard to say that you have a timeline when you don't have an all-star. You don't have a player yet that has shown themselves to be a number one on a playoff style team. We don't have that. The Bulls are still trying to establish their timeline right now. And I think that they're starting to get around to doing that. Having Josh Giddey at 22, Modest Bouzilis at 20 now? Is he 21 yet? 2021. You got a Noah Essengay as well in here at 18 years old. You're starting to build that timeline. And that doesn't mean that Kobe can't be part of that. Look at the number of years between Tyrese Halliburton and Pascal Siakam, right? So the Bulls are still establishing some things. But, I think a lot of fans kind of got disappointed because they wanted to see the Bulls go after a player that they looked at and said, all right, bet, now we're going to come in here and win 41 games. And I get that. And hell, I would have loved that too. But the Bulls, and we knew this coming in, one of the ways that the Bulls could very well view this is, let's get in the young talent. Let's get in the player that we think has the most upside. And then that way, in 3 years, when this team develops, now we are sustainable. We're not just aiming for the player. We are now a sustainable team where we have that core that we feel like we can build and go on runs over years with. Kobe could still be a part of that. Io could still be a part of that, right? They're not too far off the age group to where they can't. It's not that everybody on the team needs to all be within 2 years of each other. That's just not how it works, right? So a lot of that is coming down to that as well. So we'll see what happens here. And the Bulls, I said it in yesterday's episode, this puts now the onus on the Bulls and their development. And it's not just about Peter Patton not being here. Dan Craig, Wes Unseld, go and check yesterday's episode if you want to see me run down their resume of the players that they have developed in this league. They've developed Bam, Jokic, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., right? Tyler Hero, they have developed some really good players in this league. And so it's not just about Peter Patton. I know that Peter Patton was the name that we all heard and that is a great shooting coach, but development is more than that. And I tell you what, most teams don't have a player development department. Most teams use their assistant coaches to work heavily with their young players and develop them. And the Bulls seem to have guys that are in that position now. So it seems like the Bulls are starting to maybe get something together. And I know there's still doubt around Josh Giddey. Oh, there's still some doubt around some people from Kobe. So the Bulls are going to have to show and prove. And that's where this front office, over this contract extension that they have, it's that you have to show and prove. And so if you're now telling us that you drafted this raw prospect who, I also think hearing raw, some people have taken it as meaning more raw than what he is. He'll have a chance to show that a little bit in summer league. But, we'll see. We'll see what happens there. And the Bulls could be on the precipice of starting to get the right talent in here and having the right kind of establishing a timeline. They have to first establish a timeline, then live within that timeline. They haven't even established that yet. So we'll see what happens here with the Chicago Bulls team and what goes on in the future. But one thing that we do know for a fact is happening in the future is the Summer League. And so one thing that Mark Eversley said when he went on the radio yesterday, this isn't the post-press conference, he talked about the fact that that Noah is staying in Chicago. So that's one thing that they like here is that he's coming to Chicago this weekend. The game plan at this point now is for him to be in Chicago going forward, and that means he's going to be working with our coach. He's going to be in our facilities. He's going to be working in the Summer League. Keep in mind, this is a guy that was just playing pro over in Germany, so he's going to be ready to go right away and hop into that and be ready to go. So that's good. That's good. He's basically transitioning from playing pro overseas to coming into the Summer League. Then he's going to have his offseason program by staying in Chicago. And I think that's really good. Bouzilis, we already know he's in Chicago. He's been in Chicago other than when they did the team workouts out in L.A. Io's still here, right? So you have guys that are going to do that. And I think that's going to be a really good thing to see when it comes down to that. The plan for Modest right now is to do training camp with the Summer League team. They have not established how many games he's going to play with the Summer League team yet. But it is good to have Modest and Noah in there together. And if you, even if they only play one game together, we'll see what happens there. But Noah Essengay is going to be, here. He said this. The plan is for him to travel to Chicago this weekend. And the plan is for him to not go back to Germany. He will be with us through Summer League. We'll get him in front of our trainers and in front of our coaches this weekend and do a full assessment. And we'll have a determination on if he's ready to play in Summer League. Hopefully, he will be. Now, I think that hopefully thing is just, giving a little bit of buffer in there. But I believe, Noah's just playing overseas. He's going to play in the Summer League. So, that's good to see. And while the Bulls have announced their Summer League schedule, that's all great. The Bulls can now start focusing on basketball things. And that's what I love to see. They made a couple of more signings that's going to be geared up for the Summer League team with the eyes on them joining the G League team eventually as well. And we'll just see, man. Overall, I think the Bulls are in a place where, now they're starting to do what they said they were going to do before. And I get it. It's come 4 years too late, and Bulls fans really don't have the appetite for it now. The time to do this where people would have been more patient is when you first took over the team. But here's where we are now, right? Four Bulls Summer League games have been announced as well. They'll kick off, or tip off, I guess is the better way to say it, July 11th on a Friday against the Raptors, then that Saturday against the Kings, that Monday against the Pacers, and then that following Wednesday on the 16th against the Bucks. They will have one more game announced as well with schedule, and then they could go into the Summer League playoffs, which more games could be there. We'll see what happens when it comes down to that. But overall, hey, the Bulls have started course correcting to what they probably should have done before. And the next order of business coming up this offseason, and I've been monitoring it almost every minute, is get Josh Giddey's contract extension locked in. But if Casey Johnson is to be believed, that could be a little while until we see that. I don't know how much I believe that, but we'll see what happens. And when it comes down, it comes down. But as of right now, the Bulls are finally, and this is the thing, I'll leave it on this. We'll get into it a little bit in the voicemail too. You have to establish a path, and then you have to see that path through. The path of the Bulls doing this thing all in for now and trying to just do things to win now, that's what got us where we are, is that they went too in on trying to win now before they really had anything established. And then we ended up just circling. And so now it seems like the Bulls are going to be doing where they're going to be competing, and they're not going to be actively tanking or trying to lose games. But their pathway now is that we are allowing our timeline to be established by the players that we have here in our internal development, as well as adding as we go on. And we'll see if they're successful in that one. They got a lot to prove if they want to be successful, and we shall see. But with that said, let's get into the mailbag. It is Saturday. That means it is mailbag day. Let's get into this first one, man. This one's from Michael Korn.
Hello there, Hayes. Michael Korn here. Hey, thanks for your level-headed analysis of the Bulls picking Noah Essengay. First, shout out to your guys, your brother Korn, Shane, and Pat the Designer, for their passion. I know Pat was talking about, he was just angry that the Bulls didn't have a shot or didn't create a shot at getting Cedric Coward. But I think they, plus everybody else who's a Bulls fan, I think we're all triggered by 8K PTSD. Man, they suck. What else could you say? And but anyway, personally, I like the pick. And I just hope he gets a shot to play. I wasn't a fan of Derek Queen, for instance. Kind of reminds me of Jabari Parker, going back 10 years and stuff. It's not what the Bulls need to have at this point. And same thing with Thomas Thorber. I'm sure he'll do great with the Thunder in a backup role. But I think it's clear if there was no one left in the draft for the Bulls, that would have really been, a game changer. Would still be like, hey, let's make the play-in, kind of the same, place we've been in. The wilderness, but guided by hope through the wilderness, being a longtime Bulls fan. I hope this guy has a shot to play and we get to see him grow in the same way we're watching Matas grow. And Giddey for that matter. So excited to see what the Bulls put on the floor next year without any championship ambitions, of course. In fact, I wouldn't mind if they, as long as they play with great energy and effort and get the first round in 2026, wouldn't be angry with that. But anyway, I just wanted to shout out to your, some of your listeners and some of the, Bulls fans out there, not to get too bent out of shape out of this and see what this guy has. I'll just be happy if they give him some serious game, and let's see what he's got. Hey, talk to you later. Thanks, Hayes.
AKPTSD. I think you just coined an amazing phrase there, Mike. Like, because that is a real thing. There is a lot of PTSD on who and what AK and Eversley have done to this team, and it just is what it is. And so there are going to be a lot of Bulls fans that until they see it, it's going to be hard to believe anything positive is going to come from this team unless they really see it. And I can't blame those Bulls fans, right? But again, for me and my perspective and trying to be more objective and take a more top-down view on it is that I can see what the Bulls, it looks like they're trying to do. How well they execute it, that's what remains to be seen, and that's what we're going to have to watch and look out for. But we'll see what this Bulls team could do, man. And overall, I think AK made a good decision. I like the Noah Esenge pick. Hell, I even like the Obrick pick. The more I look into the kid, I like him a lot. Somebody made a great comparison in the comment section where they were like, hey, this feels kind of like Noshioni. And I was like, you know what? I see what you mean with that, right? So, you know, while I've said before that he's probably never going to see an NBA game, we shall see. I've learned never to put a cap on anything, but we'll see what happens there. But I don't, nothing you said there is wrong, Mike. It's just, AK has a lot to do, restore faith. And we'll see if this does it. But if Noah ends up developing at the rate that some people think that he can, hey, we shall see. All right, let's get into the next one, man. This one's from Vikram.
What's up, Ace? It's Vikram. So Noah Esenge. I know a lot of us had, like, different people in mind of who we wanted to both draft. We went with the guy, Noah Esenge. I like his skill set. I'm not too high on this, and I think that's how the consensus is, but I think we're all, like, satisfied. Obviously, there's going to be complainers and stuff, but I think overall, people are satisfied. Like, this is a decent pick. But the major thing is obviously, like, will AK actually develop this dude? So I just want to know, from what you've seen, I guess, I think this is more of, like, an affirmation of, like, that this guy's going to be pretty good. Like, what do you think are potential outcomes with for him, like, as a player? Like, what is, like, the high end? What is the realistic scenario? And what is, like, the worst-case scenario, you know? Like, what type of players, like, and what level can you see this guy becoming? Because, I don't know. Like, I really can't project, like, how good I think he can be or, like, he will probably be. But, like, just for, like, more, like, affirmation, I think us and Bulls fans want to hear that because we just want to be, like we want to be okay with, like, very, like, happy and, like, more, like, you know, like, happy with the pick. Additionally, I don't know if this is legit, but I saw something on Twitter that the Bulls are still interested in Bradley Beal.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops. Just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Like, what? Why are we trying to trade for Bradley Beal? Are we, like, the only scenario that I think that I would be okay with the Bulls getting Bradley Beal? First, no way they're getting Kobe White. But, like, like, if we get, like, come on, that's the only scenario where I would be okay with taking on Bradley Beal's contract. I can't get behind Mark Williams because of the injury history and the fact that why would we need to do that when he's already like 23. Like, he isn't a raw player that raw. He's got an injury history, isn't that great with, like, potential anymore. He's a pretty good player, but, like, he doesn't have, like, the insane potential. Dean Book, obviously, we're not getting. There's no one really else that's, like, super intriguing. So, I don't know why we even are blinking him. Like, why would we trade for him? Yeah. But, yeah, let me know what you think.
How good can Noah Essengay be? I think that that's a great question because as of right now, the sky's the limit. The sky is really the limit for this kid on how good he can be at the NBA level. And it's determined by how hard he's going to work, how much this team and the coaching staff really puts in work to developing him intentionally. And I think that that's what it's going to. Like, he is extremely raw, extremely raw. And that's what it comes down to. When you have extremely raw prospects like that, the sky is truly the limit. Pascal comps are there, Giannis comps are there, all that, whatever it comes down to, it is what it is there. But I look at this and I just say, man, hopefully that whatever, I don't care about the comps, that just Noah Essengay, if he can come into training camp and really show that the defense can get him on the court, that's going to be a big step. How much he plays in his rookie year is going to show a lot. They can't Dalen Terry this thing. And I hope that that's not what the Bulls do here. And we'll see. As far as the Bradley Beal rumors, bro, like sometimes, Vikram, and I know we all do this as fans, we got to stop trying to think that we can fleece everything. You're not getting Mark Williams or Kaman to take on the Bradley Beal contract. Like, stop with that shit. Like, the most you're probably going to get is maybe an unprotected first to take on the contract while also dumping off some shorter-term salary to get that done. But you're not getting Kaman or Mark Williams, bro. Come on. Like, it's... we got to stop with the trying to only like I get it and I understand we want the best for our team, but you got to be realistic in this. You're not getting Kaman, you're not getting Mark Williams, you're not getting Rashear Fleming. You may get a future first, you may get a couple of future seconds, and that's why I think the Bulls should not be taking back Bradley Beal's contract. But if you get it, you're not getting one of those guys because again, they are trying to win now around Bradley Beal. I think Bradley's more probably headed to a buyout, but we shall see what happens there. All right, let's get into this next one, man. This one's from Korn.
What's the good word, King Drip? It's your brother, Korn, man. Let's get right into it, right? The draft as a whole. Of course, I had a little crash out. No, I wasn't crying. I was damn near pissed. The half coward right there. Get picked at number 11, and then I was sitting here thinking to myself, we're going to get sober or queen, something like that. They get something I don't know. And shout out to him. I did my research. He is very raw. Good defensive, can't create no shots yet, but with our offense, he's good on the fast break, you know. Very young, a project, you know. Maybe that's why I was more like, you know, let's get something that could contribute right now. And the second pick, get out of Australia. Pretty much the same. It's just for a draft to be this deep, man. I'm going to wait and see right now. People in the draft world are saying they did pretty good. The way I'm looking at it is that you got two players that we're probably not going to see that much of this coming season. So it's like, what now, you know? What's the next moves? all that good stuff. But for the draft grade, I'm going to give it a C and a wait and see. Just wait and see, man. You'll see in due time. We'll see in due time. We'll see in due time. All right, King Drip, man. You already know, brother. Appreciate you, man. Like always with this draft, man, and your coverage and the coverage of all the players, man. You know, I really appreciate you. T-Red really appreciates you. Blessings, King.
I think that's where a lot of us go in the draft is that we want to go with what we know, as you said. And then when something is unfamiliar to us, we almost immediately meet that with negativity. And that's not the case here. Like I said earlier in the show, like I get what you're saying, that you wanted the Bulls to do something that was going to improve that you look at was going to make us better right now. But the Bulls are so far off from truly being a competitive team that this timeline isn't like this thing that Bulls, like back when we had Zach and DeMar and Vooch was the core, of course our timeline was a lot shorter then. The point of moving off those guys was so that we can extend the timeline. And right now the Bulls do not have a timeline. They don't. So making a move that's win now, like I would have loved to see Thomas Sorber here. I do think that Thomas Sorber defensively would have helped this team, but he wouldn't have even started right away. The Bulls with the player that they feel is going to be the better in the long run. And as they're establishing a timeline, that's not necessarily the wrong thing to do. Living in the right now where you don't have a true player that you're building around yet, that could be the wrong thing to do. Like I said many times, like with what AK and Eversley did with the whole first version of this team is that they went 2 in to just become a playoff team. And when you do that, when you have to make all these moves just to get your team to be a playoff team, that's where it's not stable. So the Bulls now taking more time to build something that really as a base is a hopefully going to become a really good team and can be a top 6 seed and compete for that. Then you start making the subsequent moves to get you over the top. So, you know, we'll see what happens here. It's just a warring thought on the way to go about team building. And we'll see if they can execute that. The wait and see thing that you said, that's spot on. We got to wait and see how they're going to do and wait and see if AK has finally started getting it right where they got it wrong before. And I guess we shall see how that works out. All right, let's get into this next one, man. This one's from Todd.
Yo, what's up, Hayes? It's Todd, man. Giving you a shout after your, on Friday, whatever, after the second round. Wanted to talk about, basically, I don't know, man, like, I don't get the dislike for this pick. I'm sorry. I love it. I think we kicked ass. I think we did what we were supposed to do. Obviously, you know, I was a Maluwash guy and then a Coward guy. But for the fact that they went right off the board in front of us and we still got Noah Essengay, shit, I'm fucking ecstatic with that. I understand that Sorber was there and Newell was there. And a couple others were there, like Derrick Queen, Warren right behind us. But we needed defense. And only one that could really provide it that were Ace Newell and Sorber. But I feel like now what we're looking at is in 3 years, we might have an all-star front court in Modis and Noah. And think about when they compare Noah to Giannis, which is crazy to me. But who knows? Because Giannis coming into the league, if you remember, was compared to Nick Batum, Dadjic. And at his top, Lamar Odom. And when Pascal, the other one, was coming into the league, he was compared to, like, Luke Baumute and Kenneth Faried, and they exceeded both of those. Let's give the second youngest draft pick in the draft a chance to develop right alongside Amadis. We might have a superstar here. Come on, y'all. Let's turn this around because this is a great pick. I'm sorry. What are your thoughts?
I think a lot of fans were hoping for, like you said, something that made this team better right now. And I think that Noah is a really good pick here for the Bulls. I think and he has really good upside. You know, some Bulls fans that don't actually know how to watch tape, they're like, oh, my God, he's rawer than Patrick Williams. It's like, come on, y'all. Like, and you know, if you tell somebody, oh, they got a great value Modis, it's like, y'all stupid. Like, you're just stupid. Like, and it is what it is. Like, and, you know, I'm not one to mince words at all. I don't care how people feel. Like, that's stupid thinking. Now, I'm not here to say that this pick is absolutely going to end up working because, again, there's right to have some doubt around what AK and Eversley have done. There's just no way around that. So we shall see what ends up coming of this. We shall see how well it ends up working out for the Bulls, and hopefully it does. But I like the Noah Essengay pick. I like for what it means for because he fits in and brings a lot of the things that you want next to Modis. He brings in a lot of things you're going to need out there with Josh Giddey. And I think even if you do end up keeping Coby White, which I still hope is in the plans for the Bulls, he slots in and helps that as well. So, you know, the Bulls still need to find a center of the future, but it's not all about right now. Naz Reid is now off the board as well. So, you know, we'll see what the Bulls end up doing. But I don't think that the Bulls are going to be making the win right now moves that some of us thought, and I'm not going to separate myself, some of us thought that they may initially do this offseason. I think the Bulls are really looking towards the future, and we'll see how that works out. But all right, let's get into the last one for today, man. This one's from Nev.
Hey, this is Nev. I'm just trying to say some stuff, man. First of all, I do like the pick. Noah was my top guy, so that in that range. So I do like the pick. I didn't feel Queen was a fit. Unathletic, iffy conditioning concerns, work ethic, maybe that could be a sign of. So I wasn't really feeling that. He's kind of below the rim kind of guy. Lane clogger. We probably want to play more five out basketball than 4-1 in. So I just didn't think he fit anyway. But he's a good talent. I think depending on the team and if you have shooters around him, he could probably thrive in the NBA, especially if he gets into an NBA, you know, nutritionist, you know, staff and he works on his body and everything like that. I think he could be a solid player. I will not deny that. And the other person I wanted was CMB, but he obviously wasn't there. So I like Noah. I think he'll be fine in the long run. You know, it's going to take him time to just, you know, get acclimated to the NBA game and get adjusted and stuff like that. But once he does, I think he'll be fine and will like the pick. He'll be one of more likable picks that AK has made. But now touching on AK real fast, he is just the I don't know what he does. Like, what does he really do? Because he never makes any trades that are obvious. Why is Boots still on the team? Why is Boots still on the team? It makes no sense. He should have been traded or packaged with something and got us a late first round pick. I wanted Danny Wolf. He was sitting there late in the first round. Why couldn't we get Danny Wolf, man? I mean, I prefer to have him. I think he fits in what we're trying to do, although I know defensively, you know, he doesn't, but offensively he does. I mean, I saw him sitting right there. And you're telling me we couldn't have packaged Vooch with something else and got us a first round pick from somebody? Like, and you're telling me Vooch has no value now, but then why did you hold on to him this long for him to just appreciate and to become something? Now we got to bring him back for the start of the season? Are you kidding me? He should have been gone. Any other competent GM would have been able to find a taker for Vooch by now. Like, it's like ridiculous. So to me, it sounds like Vooch is going to be here. And he's going to be our center. But anyway, I'm just done with AK. He's just lazy. He doesn't want to do anything. He just want to hold on to things and not do anything with draft assets. He doesn't value them. But anyway, Hayes, that's all I have to say. Later.
I think we need to stop acting like we can just make trades materialize. You can't just make a team be interested in moving. You can't just say, well, you should have been able to move Vooch for late first to get Danny Wolf. Yeah, we don't know that. You have to have a trade partner to get that done. And from what we've heard, the Bulls have been shopping Nikola Vucevic. So we can't take it and just look at, oh, a trade didn't happen. That means that they're being lazy. No, it means that maybe a trade's not there. And also, we can't also talk about Vooch as somebody who's bad and then say, oh, well, we should be able to get great value for him. Vooch is still one of the best offensive centers in the league. What the Bulls brought Vooch here to do, he still does at a really good level. The Bulls didn't bring him in here to be a defender. He was never going to be that, right? And so I understand the Bulls holding out value, and it may be that you wait until the trade deadline, but we got to stop thinking that just that we can just make trades materialize because we went to the trade machine and all of a sudden that works paper-wise. Like, you don't know that. We don't know what's going on in these calls. So, listen, while I do think that I would hope that Nikola Vucevic is moved at some point because he doesn't really fit in with where the Bulls are going, we can't just assume that, like, that deal was on the table. We can't just assume. We can't say, oh, well, you should have just been able to move Vooch. Like, it's just this thing of, hey, we're sending you Vooch. Send us that first. That's not how it works. It's a negotiation that works. And a lot of teams really did value the talent that was later in this draft because it was a deep draft. I think that's the part that you have to play into it. Now, let's hope the teams are looking for Vooch, and we'll see what it goes through free agency. Reportedly, the Bulls are active in Lonzo, Vooch, and P-Will talks. We'll see if something materializes. But I don't know if the crazy value is going to be there for Vooch. But we shall see how this works out over time for the Chicago Bulls. And, we shall see what happens there. I know my boy C-Dub is really hoping Vooch is not in, but we are probably headed to Vooch being in a Bulls uniform at the start of the season. But we got to stop acting like that's the end of the world. Vooch is still an 18-10 threat. He's a double-double threat. He gets some of the most double-doubles in the league. Like, And for a team that wants to develop, you want to develop Giddey more, you want to develop Modest Bouzelis more, you need that to take the pressure off. So we'll see. And, you know, maybe it could be that the Bulls are overvaluing it and what they're asking. That could possibly be true, too. But, you know, ultimately, it'll all come out and we shall see. But that's my time for today, guys. Make sure you guys are following us at Bulls Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns. BullCentralPod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that's thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I liked in every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See you right if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Breaks Media.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.